This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Lower prices seem to have drawn back mill interest for U.S. cotton. U.S. exporters reported new net sales of nearly 355,000 bales of Upland, 27,000 bales of Pima. Now, demand was strong from a number of different destinations, but the largest net purchases, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Turkey, and China. China also contracted 37,000 bales for delivery next marketing year, locking in a price. Shipments remain very strong for this time of year at just under 205,000 bales. At 4.17 million bales, total accumulated exports are the highest ever for the 16th week of the marketing year. Now, as attention turns back to the market this week, traders will look ahead to the December World Ag Supply Demand Estimate Report. That will be coming out on Thursday, December 10th. In the meantime, it will all be about weekly export sales, giving traders a look into whether demand continues with prices approaching new highs. Again, as we look back at what happened last week, the market closed in a higher tone. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.